Any update on
that? Yeah, he's week to week. It's going to be a while.
Okay. Morrissey?
It's trending really well. See how he comes back tomorrow. May lose the goal to get into blue or red. Sorry, he plays defense. And once that happens, he might be available for Edmonton.
And then Adam Lowry was on the list.
Yeah, Adam is. I'm not listing him as day to day because he's got to get out of that sweater before he and get some contact in. But I would take him off the week to week. It may get to a week, but it's not that far off after that. Dahlstrom would be fairly close then. He needs just a couple of practices. Once he gets into the blue, there won't be any turnaround time that he'll be available.
I didn't see Brian Little out there.
Correct.
Is he gone for
Correct.
His surgery?
Correct, yeah.
A hockey question. Andrew Kopp, I think he said 12 games he's played, or 12 different combinations of lines that he's played with this year.
Last game?
How... It would seem that it would be important to have continuity in lines, but for him,
right.
How has he been able to be as malleable, I guess, as he has?
Because he's gotten to a point in his career that he truly understands his game, and I think this is the year where that started to happen, where the people that he plays on the wings or if he's on the wing doesn't change what he does. He doesn't try to become a playmaker when he's with those kind of players and not make plays if he's in a defending role. He's become very consistent with his game. And, yeah, he's with the rotations that we've had, the number of people in and out, he's played with a lot of different guys. But this is a real, real smart player, right? You can discuss video with this guy, and he's got a good handle on what the other team's doing, and he has suggestions on how to handle it. So his intelligence allows him to move around with different people, but now we're starting to see a maturity where his game doesn't change.
Partly based on the Southeast Division back in the days, but...
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Partly this will be based on the division, Southeast Division back in the day, but Ovechkin has had more success against this organization than he has against a lot.
Right.
For it. What is it that stands out most to you about him at 34... this season and what he's been able
to do. Atlanta had some thin years there. I mean, even in Carolina, I think we run a run of about 4 years and didn't get beat by them. His maturity in his game, when he first came in, there was, this incredible shot, but he was all over the ice. And then he went through a phase where he hit everybody who ever touched the puck every shift. I mean, he was... still scoring through that. And then he found it right. You know, he found his place, when to go, when not to go. Maturity, I guess, would be the right thing. He finishes his checks at the right time, but he doesn't cover 200 feet to do it. His shift length is right. He understands probably the value. That team kind of grew up around him, but the other pieces that came into that team had a real... probably just one of those A guys that felt the pressure of doing everything all the time, and at a young age he wasn't ready to do that, and then the team developed around him. Like, that team has been dominant now almost 10 years, right? They've been an elite team for a long stretch of time, and right when he matured, their team did as well.
Do you have to defend against him differently now than maybe a few years ago, or...?
Well, it's still the shot that kills you right at 7:01. It's still that, and he doesn't need much room to get it off. We see the power play goals for sure where he's kind of alone in that hole, and there's one guy who's not really wanting to be in the shot lane, and that may include the goalie. But so much of his other is in traffic where he scored some amazing goals from his butt, from his back. You don't get to 7:01 with somebody having a secret on how to shut you down.
Given what you've all gone through on your blue line this year, what's going through your mind when you find out what happened to Sammy?
Well, the last three, I thought they were pulling my leg, right? The guy comes in and tells you, and you're waiting for the crack, the smile, and it doesn't happen, and you're going, that's really? It's we've been consistent, Paul. From the first car accident straight through, we've had some unusual things happen, for sure.
Don't make light of it, but the future of the pregame soccer routine is questions there.
No, I mean, Sammy's first injury was in a car accident. He's got to get to the rink. There's whatever 1,260 games a year. There's 31 teams playing a warm-up, a non-contact warm-up, and I'd like to say it's a one-off, but the football game makes it a two-off, so we just say maybe we're just consistent.
Back-to-back against the same team. If the NHL hold people on whether they want to see more of that, what would you vote?
100%. There's more energy in these games. It's always fair, whether you're going back-to-back or if you have 3 days off, so you have that kind of rest fairness, which doesn't happen a lot, especially for Western Conference teams. And then it's closer to a playoff. It's more fun for the coaches. Some of the general video goes by the wayside. You get to specific things that happened in the game where you're trying to make adjustments. They're much more fun. They're what kind of you remember as kids, right? You'd go into a town and play the same team four times over the course of a weekend. Now this is just the big boy version.
Get the sense players feel that way too?
I would think so, right? Like, If you never have a back-to-back with the same team, you're kind of grinding your video and the new team, and it gets a little bit monotonous, I think. A back-to-back has a feel of, you know, all the guys that played well are excited about it. All the guys that didn't feel like they got to get better in the game, so there's a different energy in them.
On Nick Ehlers' goal the other night, started with a forecheck with two guys pretty much goal line. You've talked about different forechecking schemes being a wing lock system before. Do different contexts in the game give you the choice to make to change up that forecheck?
Well, separate, yes. Different contexts define the four changes in the forechecks. The wing lock is a neutral zone concept, not an offensive zone concept. They run the same as we do. Our systems are almost identical. But to the point, that would be the difference between our first periods and our second and thirds for the last stretch of time, even though that one happens late, far more aggressive, right, on pucks. Not running guys over, but we get on the puck. It comes off their skate in an unusual way. So those are the mistakes, like the bad break mistakes that you bouncing off guys' shin pads off. Those are forced mistakes. So something happens in that the pass isn't on the tape. They don't have time to make the next play. That's when we feel we're at our best.
So with the game kind of having two distinct halves, I mean, is the message going to be drop the gloves right off the hop, or is it going to be change up, get that aggressive forecheck, or both?
No, the message is here is this team's worked so hard, battled so hard, suffered through soccer games. We've got to the point that we're right there, want it so bad, we don't want to make a mistake early. Right, so we're tight's not the right word. We're off our game a little bit. We get down one. It's, oh my God, we could lose this game. Let's get going. So what we need to do is leave the fear somewhere else, not in the locker room, not when we go out there and go with our game as hard as we possibly can. It's what we've done, and we've kind of got ourselves to this tight spot now where every game is big, and now we're learning it. We're going to learn how to lose our fear, come into the game, and go as hard as fast as we can right from the get-go.
Any benefit to the fluidity of lines do you have? I assume you put them together because you've been trailing at times or, you know, things, but is there any benefit to that, or is just kind of going back to the
benefit? The benefit would be that when it happens now, it's not a major shift, and they've dealt with it. Would rather be fairly consistent with your group because it means you're having success, but we're not sitting on it if we're not. There's not enough time.